Good evening. We will start with Tehillim Kuf Lamed. Shiram Alois, Milamakim Krotzicho Adonoi, Adonoi Shimo Vekoili, Tienoz Necho Kashuvois Vekoil Tachanunoi. Im Adonoi Stishmoyo, Adonoi Miyamoi, Kimecho Haselicho, Leman Tivorei. Vishi Adonoi kiveso napshi, volidvoroi hoicholti. Napshi Adonoi mishoimerim laboiker, shoimerim laboiker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonoi, kim Adonoi hacheset, v'harbei imoy fedus. Vuhu yiftes Yisrael, mikoil Adonoi sohov. Good evening, dear friends, a gute Woch. This evening we'll try to concentrate on Lag BaOmer. What is Lag BaOmer? What is that? I will try to learn together a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos for last week's Parsha. Might be highlighting what is Lag BaOmer. Everybody knows that the 7 days of Sukkot, for every 7 day there is a guest. It's called Ushpizin. The first day is Avraham Avinu, the second day Yitzchok, then comes Yaakov and Yosef and Moshe, Aaron and David. These 7 guests represent Amidas. In other languages, it's called Sphiras, but let's call it Midas. Avram represents Chesed, Yitzchak Gevura, as Din, strength. Yaakov is Emes, Tiferes. Netzach is Yosef, is steadiness. Hoyt is Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosoyt is Aaron HaKoyen, the Kedusha. And Malchus is David, obviously. As we know, in Hoshana Rabbah's Hakofas, there are 7 Hakofas. After every Hakofa, we mention a posuk related to this particular midah. Let's say after the first Hakofa, we say, Oilam Chesed Yibone, Chesed. After the second, we say, Lechozroya and Gevura. Your arm, together with Gevura. Titel Emes Yaakov is the third. Netzach, Ne'ima is Bimim Chonetzach, and so on. Hoyt is Hashem Adonenu Adashim Chalorez Hashetno Hoyt Chola Shumoyim. These are the 7 Midos. Every single week of Sphira passes 1 Midah. 1 Midah that one has to be metaken and to control regarding for the preparation to Shavuos. Every week has 7 days. So not only do we pass the middle in general, we have to pass the middles, they have to pass the test of the other middles too. Every single middle has to pass the test of the other middle. I will give you an example. Let's say the first week is Chesed. The second day of the first week is Gevura. Gevura Shebechesed. Gevura Shebechesed means that sometimes in Chesed, that could be a negative thing too. There would be a Gevura Midas Hadin. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, and we will misuse it what he gives. So instead of getting something, we get into trouble. That's Gevura Shebechesed. The first day of the second week is Chesed Sheba Gevura. Sometimes there's a thing that we perceive as Gevura, as harsh, as a punishment. And in real times, in real terms, it's Chesed Sheba Gevura. In this Gevura, there's a Chesed. So every midah passes the test of all the other midahs. So the first day of the sphere is chesed shebechesed, the second day is gvura shebechesed, and the third day is tiferes, the emet shebechesed, and the fourth is netzach shebechesed. So it goes around the control, the test. Every single midah that lasts for a week goes over the test of all the others. When we ask a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes he says no, that's chesed shebegvura. In the gvura, that could be a chesed, because he knows by giving us, be giving it to us, it could cause us trouble. That is the idea. The fifth week of Sphere is hoit, according to this chesed. Chesed, gvura, tiferes, netzach, hoit. Hoit is the mid of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know. The majesty of Torah. The Malachim asked that Torah should be given to them, so they use the pasuk that we say Hoshana Rabba for Hoyt, to know Hoyt Chol HaShomayim, give you majesty on heaven, not in the earth. But at the end, Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu got the Hoyt, this middle of Hoyt. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to appoint Yeshua, he told him, he said, V'nosatu mehoydech ha'olof, from your Hoyt, you will give some of your Hoyt, you will give away to Yeshua. Yeshua is not the same level. But some of the out, a mirror of Moshe Rabbeinu's Hoyt, Yeshua took. Lag Ba'omer, the 33rd day of Sphira, is the fifth day of the fifth week. It's Shoy Shebehoyt. That means the most refined of Moshe Rabbeinu's Hoyt. Hoyt Shebehoyt. Hoyt of Moshe Rabbeinu that has to pass the test of Hoyt. The most refined of Moshe Rabbeinu's Hoyt is Lag Ba'omer. That is mentioned in Chasam Sofer, Agav, in Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, this part that Lag Ba'omer is Hoyt Shebehoyt. That is regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah Shebichsav, the Torah from Sinai, the Shnei Luchos HaBris. There's a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara says that B'shol Shemo'olo Moshe L'amorem, when Moshe went up to heaven, he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshe V'Koshar K'sorim L'Oisis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put attaching crowns to some of the letters. We know some of the letters, Shatnez Gates, Shin Ayin Tes Nun Zayin, and Gimel Tzadik, have crowns. Tagin. Zionim. I found that Kodesh Baruch Hu was attaching crowns to the letters. Omar Lefonav Rebbein Shum, Yimakev Al Yotcho. Who hold you back to ready give the Torah? What you're spending time now with attaching crowns? Omar Loisir told him, Odom Echod Yesh, there's a person, Shosad Liyaz Besef Kamadoros, that will come after some generations. Akiva ben Yosef Shmoy, is called Akiva ben Yosef, that's Rab Akiva. From every koitz, from every point, he will bring out heaps and heaps of halochas. Torah Shebal Peh here. He will bring out of every koitz, of every point of the letter, tilitilim shel halochas, heaps of halochas. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hareoli, show him Rabbi Akiva. So he told him, Rabbi Akiva sits in the back, 8 rows. Go back 8 rows, and there he is sitting with his Talmidim. So he went back 8 rows, and he didn't understand what Rabbi Akiva said. He didn't understand the speak, what Rabbi Akiva told to his Talmidim. So Tosha Ashkoicha, say Chazal. He felt bad. He felt weakened. Yes. So Tosha Ashkoicha, yes. His strength got lost. What's going on here? I don't understand Torah. However, the moment Kim Shigiala Devorechu, it came to a topic that one of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva asked him, where do you know that from? So he said, Halocha L'Moshe Misinai. That's an halocha that we will be transmitted orally from Moshe Rabbeinu of Sinai.
The Nisyash for that, Moshe Rabbeinu's mind was relieved. Not because of the covet of it, obviously. Because Moshe Rabbeinu saw what Rabbi Akiva speaks with his Talmidim, that Torah Shebal Peh, that he brought out of his own, omel, his own effort, his own kedusha, out of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had shaychus with the Torah mitzad the nevuah, mitzad kabbalah from the Rabbeinu Shalayla. Rabbi Akiva had shaychus with Torah. He was the one. What Moshe Rabbeinu was for Torah shebiksav, Rabbi Akiva was for Torah shebalpeh. So Baruch Moshe Mesinai, Torah shebalpeh is built on, is built everything on Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. Baruch Moshe Mesinai. Clear. That is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one who was the yesoid of the Torah shebalpeh, is Rabbi Akiva. We know from Chazal, all the Stimso, all the Stam Mishnas and Stam Bereises, where there's no name mentioned, Kulam Aliba the Rabbi Akiva, everything, it was the mindset of the Rabbi Akiva. Now, as we know, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was a Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. So Chazal say, what was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was Teichen Harbe. He learned a lot. Teichen. He grind a lot. That means he went through every single little bit. Umoitzi kima. But he didn't lose only little. Whatever was not negea lemaisa, whatever was in held is not right, so he forgot. V'chein omer Rabbi Shimon Talmido, say Chazal. Rabbi Shimon told to his Talmidim, Bonai, my children, Shenu midoisai, you should teach, you should learn in my way. Shenu midoisai, study my teachings, study my measures. Shemidoisai, because my teachings are trumois midoisai shel Rabbi Akiva, are the cream of Rabbi Akiva's teachings. Trumois mitrumois means the select of the select. The Marshu explains, it's like truma. Trumas mitrumas means a person, yes, root, when that's Israel, yes, to give maserishon to the Levi. That's the first. And from this maserishon, trumas maser has to be taken to give to the Kayan. That's trumas mitrumas. That means the select of Rabbi Akiva's Torah. This is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That's the hoyt sheva hoyt of the Torah Shebal Peh. Not only the hoyt from Rabbi Akiva, the hoyt sheva hoyt. The hoyt of Rabbi Akiva, the select, that passes an additional selection. The cream of the cream, the exquisite of Rabbi Akiva's Torah, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That's why, like the hoyt sheva hoyt of Torah Shebiksav is Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu's perfection, the perfection of Moshe Rabbeinu, to the hoyt shebehoyt of Torah shebal peh is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. This double selection, what Moshe Rabbeinu was for Torah shebiksav, Rabbi Akiva was for Torah shebal peh, and the hoyt shebehoyt of the Torah shebal peh is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. To pass the hoyt of Torah shebal peh with the selection, with the perspective of Hoyt. The most exquisite, the most great, the most selected, double selection. That's why Lag BaOmer, not so sure that Lag BaOmer is the yahrzeit of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. But that's why Lag BaOmer represents the Torah of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The Mesiras HaTorah of Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that's represented by Lag BaOmer. That's the Hoyt, Trumas mitrumas, the cream of the cream of Rabbi Akiva's Torah, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. With this mindset of the cream of the cream, let's now approach a Mishnah, the Mishnah in last week's Shabbos, Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Shimon means Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Like always Rabbi Shimon, in Medrash is Nefurash, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Oimer. Shloi Shuksorim Heim, there are three crowns. Keser Torah, there's a crown of Torah. Keser Kahuna, a crown of Kahuna, Kayan, the Keser Malchus and a crown of Malchus, of kingdom, of kingship. The Keser Shem Tov Ayal Gabeim, and the crown of good name, Shem Tov, Ayal Gabeim, grows on top of them, grows on top of these three other Ksorim. That is what is mentioned in Rav Shimon says. What does it mean? There's Torah, there's Kuna, there's Malchus, we know that. What does it mean? He speaks about Ksorim here, about crowns. Let's first have a look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shloisho Zirenhein, there are three rims regarding the Klei HaMikdosh. In the vessels of the Mikdosh, there are three crowns. The Shel Mizbeach, where there's a Zeir, Zohov, a golden rim, the Shel Oroin, Mizbeach HaKtoiras, the Shel Oroin, the Oroin of where the Luchas are, the Shel Shulchan and the Shulchan. Yes, Vosiso Loi Zeir Sof, Sovif. Shel Mizbeach, not Al Aroin. The crown in the Mizbeach represents the Shevet HaKohuna, because the avoid the Mizbeach HaZov, the avoid the Sakteres, was for Aaron. Ducha Aaron, Aaron, the Kohen Gadol was Zeicher, the not when he took it. Shel Shulchan, from the Shulchan, Shulchan represents Shulchan Shel Malachim, the table, the festive table of kings, where he gives out food. Zocha David, David was Zeicher to that, the not when he took it. Shel Oroin, the crown of the Oren, the rim of the Oren, where the Luchas are, Adain Munachu, is lying. Nobody was Zechit. It doesn't belong to anybody. Whoever wants can take it, can come and take it. That's what Chazal say. The Keser of Torah, that's whoever wants can take it. There's a Keser of Kahuna, that's Aaron, belongs to Aaron. And the Keser of Malchus, this Keser belongs to David and his descendants, and Malchus based David. If we look how the Rambam brings that, the Rambam says, Bishloish Ksorim Nechtero Yisroel. Yisroel were crowned with three crowns. Keser Toiro, Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus. So he brings that the Keser Kuna belongs to Aaron, like the Torah says, Voisoloilo Zaroi Achov Bris Kuna Zoilom. Kel Malchus belongs to David. Zara la oilem yeh ve kisei keshemesh negdi. E keso teure re munach ve oimed mucha na koil. It's there. It's ready for everybody. Everybody can come and take. Shenem ar teuro tzivolo na moishe meroshe kilas Yaakov. It's an inheritance for Yaakov. Kol mi she yir tev yova ve yitay. Interesting. If that is so, Kruna belongs to the Koyen only, to Aaron, and Malchus to the David, it's not Shloshech Surim Nechtro Yisrael. It's not crowns for the entire Israel. Torah is a crown for Israel, but not Kuno Malchus. It looks like, from the Rambam, that even though the Keser of Kahuna belongs to Aaron and his descendants, and Malchus belongs to David and his descendants, however, that's a crown for Israel. That means that every single Yehudi also can use the Kahuna and the Malchus as an incentive, and what Kahuna and Malchus represent, they can take it as an example for their own life, in their own life. That's why it's called his Nechtero Yisrael. The fact that David has a crown and Aaron has a crown, it's a crown for Klal Yisrael, because it affects entire Klal Yisrael. They can take it as a Yisroelus, as an example, to emulate what Kahuna and what Malchus represent. In the Sefer Mogenovos on this Mishnah, says that these three Ksorim represent the three pillars of Avoida of Klal Yisrael, on what the world stands on. Torah, Avoida, and Gmilas Chasodim. The Keser Torah, represented by the Oren, that is there for every single person of Klal Yisrael, is ready to be taken, that's the Torah part. The Kahuna, that is for Aaron HaKoyen, however, for every single Yehuda is represented by the Avoida. That's the Avoida. And Malchus is the Melech who takes care of his people, is represented by the Gemilas Chasodim. Let's first see what the Rambam brings, what Keser Torah represents. How does it look like? What is Keser Torah? We will learn the Rambam as an incentive. We don't hold by that. We are far away from that. But we have to know that once. It's good to know. So the Rambam says, Mi shenaso liboy lekayem mitzvah zu koroy. The person whose heart elevates him to fulfill properly the command of learning Torah. And he wants v'liyos muchter bekisro shel Torah. He wants to be crowned with the crown of Torah. So says the Rambam, l'yatziach da'atel dvorim acherim. Let him not shift his focus of any other pursuits. V'lo yosim aliboy, he shouldn't have in mind sheikhne Torah imroishor, that he will acquire Torah together with wealth, of akovet, with honor, keechot. No, Torah doesn't go this way. The keser of Torah doesn't go this way. The crown of Torah doesn't go his way. Kachu darku shal Torah, pazva melach toichal, v'alu retzitishon, chayis artichio, b'Torah toomel. You must hear that, you forget about everything else. That is one of the ways to acquire keser shal Torah. Later the Rambam says, even though it's a mitzvah to learn Torah day and night, a person does not acquire Reif Chachmos as a major part of his wisdom only at night. Lefichoch, that's why a person who wants to acquire the Keter Torah, he should be careful not to lose any night. Afila achas mem, not one. Not with sleeping, not with eating and drinking and schmoozing. Only Talmud Torah v'divrei Chochmo. To Keser Shel Torah, we understand that the exquisite level, what Torah means, that's Keser Shel Torah. What does Kohuna represent? Kohuna represents, there's another Rambam, a famous Rambam, to show that Kohuna, even though Aaron was zeicher to the Keser Kohuna, nevertheless Kohuna can serve as an example and an isoros, an incentive to other people. The Rambam says, "Lo Shevet Levi bilvat." Not only Shevet Levi was zeicher to be the Oved Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides them. They didn't get any inheritance. They didn't get any inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. They get truma, umasas, lechem aponim, a bit part of karbonis. And kol ish v'ish mikol bo ha'olam. Every single person in the world. Ashenot v'ruchay oisoi. That his soul motivates him. Vina madoi understood. He came to the understanding. He poder to separate. Like Vayavdil. Like the Hivdil as Shevet Levi. Like the Kuna was separated. Lama lifnei Hashem, to stand in front of Hashem, the Sholsoi, to serve him, Ula Ovdoi, and to worship him. The Deos Hashem, to know him. V'olach Yoshor k'mo shuasoi alekim. And he goes, Yoshor k'mo shuasoi alekim, that means like Odomorishim before the hate, before the sin. Oporak me'al tzavora yondid, he took away all the cheshboinas that people created. Arez is Kaddish Kuydish Kodoshim, like Aaron HaKoyan in the Kuydish Kodoshim. He's sanctified Kuydish Kodoshim Yashem Chelke V'Nachalotzi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be his part, V'Nachalotzi his inheritance, La'oilov ul'oil me'oilovim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that he will get over a maspik, it will be enough, he will be able to live with that, like Ziko, L'Koyanim, O'Leviim, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided Koyanim and Leviim what they need. And he brings a posuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the portion of my chelek. Menos, you're the portion of my inheritance. Atu toimich goholi. You guide me, toimich, you support. Even whatever goyrol, wherever my fate might be, you support me. A tremendous connection with the Rabbi Nishalayim. That is a kahuna, the avoider part, that could be a kahuna part for every single Yehudi. If that's the case, we have to understand that Gemilas Chasodim is also like that. Everybody learns, but it's not zeicher to the Keser Kahuna, the Keser Torah.
Everybody is an Oved Hashem at a certain level. But to be Zeicher to the Kesser, to the Kruna, to be called the Taiti Zekoyen, that's not the case. So everybody makes Gmilas Chasodim. We have the Kesser of Malchus to emulate a Melech. So definitely we have to understand that the same thing. He will be busy with giving himself away for others, day and night. He will not think, and will not be, not want to go away, yes, to go away, not shift his focus to any other pursuit. His entire life would be giving and giving and giving and giving. Yechide Skula might be, Yechide Skula, exquisite people was there to that. That would be to emulate the Malchus, to emulate, to go on the way of a Melech. That would be the idea of Malchus. So what is the crown? What means this crown? What does it represent? Why is that a crown here? Who has the crown? In real terms, crown belongs to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The crown is his. We don't have a crown. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, he speaks regarding Keser Torah. What is Keser Torah? Yiras Hashem shu Keser Torah. He says, that's Yiras Hashem, Keser Torah. Keser Torah is Yiras Shomayim. That means what will be the exquisite result of a person who gives himself away completely of Torah, to Torah? It will be Zeicher to a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a connection to Him. Being close to Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Him, He Zeicher to us, crowns the crown for Him. And like regarding Kuna, the Rambam quotes, Atu Toimich Goroli, Hashem Anos Chelki, the Koisi, you are the portion of our inheritance, Rabbi Nishalainen. It causes a connection, Atu Toimich Goroli, you support my fate. By being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you Zeicher to the crown, to where the Keser Malchus. The same thing will be with Gmilas Chasodim also. Comes the Marsho and says, you know, every single one of these three have already a Keser in real terms, have already a crown in real terms. Keser Malchus is obviously, David HaMelech had a crown as a king. And Chazal say, you would put the crown of David HaMelech on somebody else who is not from David's offspring, it wouldn't fit on his head. They knew exactly who was an offspring from David HaMelech because the crown wouldn't fit. When it comes to Keser Kunis, the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead, and it comes to the Keser Torah is the tefillin. Tefillin Sheberosh. Oiter Yisrael Basifo, we say on Tefillin Sheberosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu crowns Yisrael with splendor. So that means we tefillin turns really to be a crown on the elevated level when a person acquires the Keser Torah. And the Kohen, the tzitz, is really a crown on the elevated level of the Kohen Gadol when the Kohen Gadol is like the great Kohen Gadolim, like Shimon HaTzadik, on the most elevated level. And interesting what we find is all these three crowns caused the entire world to be impressed and to fear. Regarding tefillin, we know from Chazal, V'ro kol ha-me'oretz, all the nations of the world, we see Shishem Hashem Nikho Olecho, that the name of Hashem is called upon you. The Yom Mecca, they will be afraid of you. We know the famous story with a case, a judgment, that one of the Talmidim of the Gro had to pass and could be a danger, he was in danger of being killed, of having death penalty. So the Gro came to the court and didn't speak a word, and his talus covered the tefillin. And the moment the judge asked, what do you have to say, Rabbi? He only lifted his talus from the tefillin, and the judge saw the tefillin shel Roish, and he was so shocked. He said, I don't have to hear from you anything anymore. This person is free. That's Ro kol ha-me'oretz kishem Hashem nikro l'erbi yorom emekum. They see the crown of Torah of the Gro. Regarding Kesa, the tzitz, it's famous that Alexander, the Gemara says, Alexander from Macedonia, the great Alexander, he met Shimon HaTzadik
And he went down from his horse and he bowed down to him. And his people asked him, what are you doing? You bowed down for this Jew? He said, Tzmutzyukne shel ployni. The image of this person I see in the war, and that's why I'm victorious. That means he held that Shimon's Hatzadik's appearance in the war that makes the enemies escape, flee. That's the tzitz. Kodesh LaHashem. The same thing with Malchus. The entire world came, and from far countries, Melochim came to see Shlomo HaMelech and to bow down and to learn from his wisdom. That's the keser of Malchus, but he felt on his exquisite way. And with all of that, after the entire world is bottled to this ksorim, the entire world sees this godless, what godless is keser Torah, and they're afraid of it. Because it represents the keser of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what godless is the keser Kehuna, and they flee. And what godless is the keser Malchus, and they come and they want to hear and to see. Keser Shem Tov Oil Al Gabeim. At the end, what does know anymore, what is the specialty of this person? Is because he's learned, because he knows so knowledgeable, or because he's a king, or because he's performed the avodah in the Mikdash? Keser Shem Tov Oil Al Gabeim. We see it grows out of this ksorim, grows the Keser Shem Tov. That means the person gets elevated. The person is crowned. His very being, his very nature is a chashivus. He has a crown, you don't know anymore why. This person represents, whoever meets him, he sees godless. To keser saint of oil al gabeim grows on top of the keser of Toiro, on top of the keser kuna, and on top of the keser malchus. That is the level. In Rab Shimon ben Yochai's musogim, in Rab Shimon ben Yochai's notions, what a Yehudi could reach. Not only Torah and avoiding Milas Chasodim. The Keser, the connection to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a part of his crown. And Keser Shem Tov, the entire nature of the person elevates. Is that not Hoyt Sheva Hoyt? Is that not the exquisite of the exquisite? Only a bit according to what we can understand. What do we understand already in Tanoim HaKdoshim, in Rab Shimon ben Yochai? What do we understand? That's the Mishnah. That's Rab Shimon Oimer. That's what Rab Shimon has to say. And that's what Lag BaOmer means as a preparation for Shavuos. Not only learn, not only avoid, not only Gmilas Chasodim, that a person have the musogim, a notion only. We are far from that. A notion that could be that a person could reach a level hoy sheba hoyt, the cream of the cream, the exquisite of the exquisite. That is the hoy sheba hoyt of Lag BaOmer. Ava, definitely, these words are far from us removed. But once in a while, especially before Shavuos, one is allowed to have the notion how looks like the ideal and the exquisite person of Klal Yisrael. Keser Shem Tov Oila Al Gabeim, a Keser Shem Tov that grows out of the Keser of Malchus, of the Keser of Kehuna, and out of the Keser of Torah. I want to finish only regarding Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is known from Rav Schwab what he said, that the heter of shaving and cutting hair starts in the morning, even according to the minhag of the Kehillah. On the morning, from the morning on, early in the morning, you get up. It's after, might be even Alas HaShachar, but definitely after the nates, one can cut his hair. And like the minhag of the Kehillah is that Matsui Lag BaOmer, the minhagim of Sfira go on till Rosh Chodesh Sivan V'loy Abichla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us. Maybe this Mishnah will elevate a bit our notions. What Keser of Torah means. What Keser of Avodah means. What Keser of Gemilas Chasodim means. Even we are far away. But have a notion. The notion itself might elevate us. To have a shaychus a bit with this great day.
This is represented by the Hoyt Sheba Hoyt, Barab Shim Ben Echai, the deity of Lag BaOmer. Have a good evening. We hope to hear Mr. Shem Besurat Stavros. And we go to Davenau, Marav, and not to forget Shiras Weimar. Kaltuf.